Carrie Stewart gazed around her kingdom and smiled with satisfaction. Okay, it wasn't really a kingdom. It was an animal shelter, and a small golden retriever puppy had just piddled in one corner of it. But still, it had come a long way from the rundown, nearly defunct rescue she had taken over a few months ago. From her position behind her desk at the back of the room, Carrie could see the usual low-keyed hum of activity you might expect on a relatively quiet Wednesday in early October. Over by the new top-of-the-line wood-framed cages against the wall, her friend and head volunteer, Sarah, was showing a young couple some kittens and trying to persuade them that two would be better than one. From the looks on their beaming faces as they cuddled a pair of little tiger-striped siblings, Carrie suspected Sarah had been her usual convincing self. Of course, after more than 40 years teaching English to ninth graders, the feisty 72-year-old could get almost anyone to do what she suggested. Carrie called Sarah her secret weapon. Only the turquoise streak in Sarah's gray hair hinted that she might not be the mild-mannered retiree she appeared to be. She had been working at the shelter long before Carrie bought it, under its previous owner, Daisy, and had stubbornly refused to give up on either the place or their few remaining misfit animals. Brianna Jenkins, another dedicated volunteer, now a part-time employee when not attending vet technician classes at the two-year college in neighboring Perryville, was over in the corner cleaning up after the puppy she'd been handing over to its new owners. Bryn had dealt with plenty of puddles in her time at the shelter, so she was completely unfazed by the mess, laughing and joking with the middle-aged man and his excited teen daughter as they finished filling out the final paperwork. Bryn's dark hair was pulled back into many tiny braids, all of them tucked neatly under a rainbow-colored bandana to keep them out of the way, and the bright red Serenity Sanctuary t-shirt she wore looked good with her light brown skin. She and Carrie hadn't hit it off right away when Carrie took over, but these days, they mostly got along just fine. The younger woman was learning to trust Carrie's genuine desire to improve the shelter, and it didn't hurt that Bryn got along so well with Carrie's best friend, Suze, the local dog groomer. The main room glowed in the sunlight that poured in from the large windows, showing off the gleaming new linoleum floors and the soft blue paint on the walls. The L-shaped oak desk at the front had comfortable ergonomic stools for the volunteers who greeted visitors, as well as neat stacks of applications and information sheets. On the corkboard behind the desk, there were pictures of that month's featured dogs and cats, along with helpful descriptions like gets along with other dogs and cats, rides well in cars, but could use additional leash training, along with the basics like age and breed. One adorable hound dog with innocent-looking brown eyes had a note that said, "Very sweet, we'll eat your shoes." Carrie couldn't help beaming with pride as she took it all in. She knew some people, most people, maybe, thought she was crazy when she used a large chunk of her unexpected lottery winnings to buy and refurbish the sanctuary. But they had desperately needed help, and she had needed to find a purpose in her life. So far, at least, she had no regrets at all. The pen she'd been using suddenly rolled across the desk and onto the floor with a sharp click, jarring Carrie out of her reverie. "Queenie," she scolded, "how many times do I have to tell you that my pens are not your toys?" The little black kitten perched on top of the pile of bills Carrie had been attempting to pay ignored this reminder with the ease of long practice, yawning up at Carrie and showing off a pink tongue and sharp white teeth. At 7 months old, Queen Nefertiti, or Queenie as she was known, was small for her age, and likely to stay that way, according to Carrie's vet, probably a combination of heredity and a rough start in life as a stray. In fact, Queenie was directly responsible for Carrie buying the sanctuary. When she'd rescued the kitten at about 3 months old, Carrie had discovered, to her dismay, that all the local shelters were at capacity and beyond. So she'd bought the sanctuary and ended up keeping the kitten. Or more accurately, the kitten had kept her. Queenie more than made up for her diminutive size with her stubborn determination to get her own way, and a slightly uncanny ability to know everything that was going on. She insisted on going into work with Carrie every day, rather than staying in the farmhouse on the property with Carrie's other two cats, Wesley and Robert, and her mixed-breed dog, Fred.